This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So there's food you get brought to your door, and there's food you make. Yes, sure, by going to the grocery store, buying something, bringing it home, and cooking it up. But increasingly in this quarantine epoch, food that gets delivered to your door in the form of a meal kit. Ingredients, instructions, all in a box that you then cook yourself. They used to be huge, meal kits did, and then they weren't. And now they kind of are again. Andy Levitt is the founder and CEO of the plant-based meal kit company Purple Carrot. Andy, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
So what was it like, say, a year ago for you in the meal kit business versus like today?
You know, a year ago, it wasn't that great to be in the meal kit business. Yeah. And fast forward to today with what's been happening with the pandemic, and the demand from consumers for meal kits has just skyrocketed. So today it's a great time to be in the meal kit business.
Right. The catch, of course, is now people are counting on you and you have to deliver after what you said earlier was you know, a really tough period for the meal kit business. So are you able to meet the demand? Because food supply chains, as we know, are tricky, right? And turning that is difficult. So are you going to be able to do it?
I've been so impressed with our operations team, and while our volume has increased by about 100% over the last 8 weeks,
wow,
our supply chain partners, our operations team, they have just been working around the clock. Invariably, we've had to make some last-minute substitutions where we would work closely, yeah, with our culinary team to ensure that what we're sending our customers would still match up, even if we had planned broccolini, for example, and instead we need to substitute broccoli because a particular product was in short supply.
I'm just trying to imagine the complaints you might have gotten over broccolini versus broccoli, but I guess that's a whole different interview. Let me ask you this, though. Do you suppose this demand is going to sustain for however much longer this safer at home period lasts, which, depending on where you live, could be a while?
Yeah, you know, we've been really pleased to be on the right side of things right now, and our business is up substantially since the pandemic began. At the same time, though, I have to believe that as things normalize, whenever that may be, yeah, we will see somewhat of a decline in our total number of customers, but I believe that that number is going to be probably about 50% higher than our prior original baseline before the pandemic.
As you chit-chat, such as the case may be over Zoom or whatever, or phone calls with your competitors and colleagues, because I imagine there's a group of you that talks about the general industry, what's the vibe? I mean, are you all hopeful that you're able to maintain?
You know, I think there's a general sense of relief that our time has come. And our time has come back.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the early days, I mean, I started Purple Carrot in the fall of 2014. And up until 2016 or so, it was a really strong category. And then by mid-2017, things had been on the decline. And so at this moment, I think there's a lot of gratitude for being able to grind it out because it's not an easy category to be in. And so I'm really proud of the role that we're now playing in this pandemic.
Andy Levitt, he's a founder, also the CEO of Purple Carrot. Andy, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Nice to chat with you.